The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am with Crappie Joppy.
Hey, good morning. We are excited. We are up to the dam-to-dam fishing contest on Croton Pond. Is plenty of time to come up here. There's a ton of stuff going on. There's a big Liney Lodge. Line & Kugel Beer is a big sponsor of this event, and they've got the Liney Lodge out on the ice right here at Croton Pond. There's plenty of ice. It's a beautiful day. Sunshine. We've got over 1,000 people registered for a fishing contest up here. There's going to be a DJ at the Liney Lodge spinning some records. Fishing contest ends at 3:30. Tons of prizes, great food. Grilling guys are going to get the grill going. Man, it is happening up here.
That's right. And Mrs. Crappie Joppy is home with the flu.
Yes, but that's okay. I'll bring her some fish. That'll make her feel better.
I don't think so.
Sure it will.
You're going to eat it. If you catch one, if you're lucky enough to catch one, you'll eat it.
Okay, so here we go. He's laying down the gauntlet again. Last week, if you were listening, Barbecue Bob says, hey, he's going to challenge me to a fishing contest. And then we go to the break between the segments, and he goes, hey, can I borrow some fishing equipment? I don't have any ice fishing equipment. So
I don't ice fish. I just summer fish.
Oh, is that what you do? Okay, yeah, well, might have thought about that. But I got a rod and a reel for him, so we're gonna suit you up, and we're going to see what we can do.
Yeah, but I want one with some line on it. You're not pulling a fast one on me like you did last night.
Yeah, it's the bait that I'm not going to give you. You have to go around bum a grub off somebody.
We're not going to have any bait jokes either. But listen, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Every Saturday, we're here from 9 to 11. And it's Bob and Randy just trash talking on the radio. Basically, Randy's got a chip on his shoulder because I can out grill him.
No, I got a chip on his shoulder because you got an ugly hat on your head, man. This thing, I can't believe I have to sit across from you and look at this thing.
Well, you probably can out ice fish me.
It's a shoestring,
and
man.
Should be able to because, I mean, I've been hunting with you, and it's not like you're any threat in the woods or anything.
That's right. I sit in a tree well, though.
You sleep in a tree.
Well,
that's
strapped
not
in, though.
Hunting.
Yeah, you have to be strapped in. You don't want to fall out. God. Got a shoestring on his head. This hat has a shoestring on it.
He sends
it together,
all the deer my way because they come walking through the woods and they hear this sound. It's like.
Don't have a Z-Pack out there.
No. The man makes some mouth noises.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure that helps your ice fishing. So we'll test your skills and we'll see. I gotta admit though, you did a good job with the crappies out in Kansas. You were definitely on the stick that day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. That was we were out there with Cowboy Russell, learning a little bit of firsthand of his grill techniques. You hear from him every week here on the show. I don't think he's calling in this week. We gave him a week off, but we were out there getting it firsthand from him, and we did a little crappie fishing when I was out there. You've all heard the story how you got to dunk a minnow in a glass of wine before you really make him bite.
Well, listen, we have a very important guest on hold, and we're going to talk to Bob Schultz now. Bob is he is actually a professor at Community College. He teaches at the Culinary Institute there, and his job is specifically to run the Heritage on the lunch crew, and the Heritage is a restaurant that Community College has for that program, and we're going to talk now with Bob Schultz. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, the Grilling Guys. How are you doing?
Always good to talk to you. Bob is another regular on our show, and I guess I'm going to announce it on the air, Bob, that we're going to induct you into the board of directors. We've officially formed a board of directors for the show, and they're basically people like yourself that are professionals that contribute to the show. So I want to, on the air, put you on the spot and tell you you're now an official board member. There's no paycheck that comes with it. I'm sorry.
Does it come with beer or anything like that?
Yes,
I hope
it does. It does. It comes with Schmoe's beer and Arcadia Ales. They're two new sponsors for the show. So yeah, and Al and Bob's. You know, maybe they'll give you some ammo for that pistol of yours, so you can keep Deb under control.
It's one hell of a board meeting, I tell you that. We have an annual meeting. You're going to enjoy that one.
Now you guys won't believe this, but yesterday in class, I had a few students do some presentations, and guess what they talked about? Two different presentations. What do you think they talked about?
Grilling.
Grilling and barbecuing and what else?
Hopefully
crappie.
Beer.
And guess what? I have a student in my class that works for Arcadia.
It's
like it was meant to be. This conversation was meant to be, and then it just kind of came through yesterday during class, and it's kind of exciting to hear that. And then,
well, who works for Arcadia, and what do they do?
Jeff Davis is one of my students, and he works in the kitchen. He's one of the chefs there, and
nice.
He gets to play around and making beer and with them, and but also does that.
That
for
is
hobby,
a very cool business that they have. Tim Surprise has been on our show before, his boss, and that's they make some tremendous beers. We just had John Leinenkugel on. I don't know if you were listening, but he makes a little beer too.
Yes, that's some phenomenal beer. We have some great beer places around this area, don't we?
Yes. I think last night I was calling him John Lennon Cougar, though. I'm not sure.
Mellencamp, right? Hyphenated.
Yeah. So anytime I get stuck on a recipe, I call Bob Schultz up because he is, as well as just a good friend, he's a very creative chef, very highly degreed. I don't know where you got all this culinary education, but... I know you have a master's degree, and you've probably got like a doctorate in panfish.
I have a doctorate in panfish, especially with the more Leinenkugels that we drink, and the better they are.
So how do you cook those?
A panfish recipe?
Yeah,
we are, Bob.
Really love to know some great secrets on cooking up panfish.
All right, one of the best panfish recipes I ever had was up in the Petoskey area, and I got to tell you this, and. I was with a good friend of mine and didn't have much choice at that particular time, but we did a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful salmon dish. And being up north and the salmon and didn't seem to make sense at that particular time, but turned out beautiful. So what we did, we actually got a nice, we did this in a cast iron skillet. We used a little bit of olive oil and we heated the pan up and then we did a nice sear on the... salmon, and then we added some leeks, some shallots, some white wine, some heavy cream, and some capers and some tomato concasse. And after we pan-seared the
what was that last salmon, item?
We took it off after we pan-seared on both sides. Then we deglazed it with a little bit of wine, added some shallots, added some capers, and the tomato concasse. And we actually added some little lemon supremes.
Did you say tomato concasse?
Tomato concasse. It's seeded, diced tomatoes. Skinless, seeded, diced tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
So
just a fancy way of saying chopped
up
tomatoes.
Diced tomatoes in a dish. It kind of, they have seeds and skins on it. It just doesn't give it the flavor that you're looking for. So we take the skin off and we remove the seeds and then we're just left with the flesh of the tomatoes. And we normally used a couple different types of tomatoes. We like the golden tomatoes. Obviously, we like the red tomatoes. And actually, some grape tomatoes is kind of nice. So the contrast of all three different tomatoes are absolutely phenomenal with any sort of fish that you do. And then,
Go ahead.
No,
so because you're cooking it in a pan, that's why it's a pan fish?
Correct.
Okay.
but you're yes.
So that would work on perch, walleye.
Correct. Perch mm-hmm. would definitely work. Whitefish, walleye, any of that would be. Bluegill would be very nice with tomatoes and wine and capers and.
Oh, that sounds
and
so good.
A couple beers and some lemon. That pretty much is kind of a universal staple with a lot of fish.
So could I trouble you to email that to me? We'd love to put that on the site, on the website, because that just sounds like one of those great secrets that we rely on you for anyway, and it's not a secret anymore. But,
I definitely will email that to you today. I think I owe you another recipe, don't I?
I think I went back and listened to the recording and just wrote it down. I think we're good there, but one of these days we're going to have to... One of these days we're going to have to just get you to write a cookbook because you've got too much in that head of yours.
Yeah, I know. One of these days we need to do a show in our backyard, though. That would be fun, too.
It would. Get that pizza oven of yours fired up and
bring the good one over and we'll get the smoker going and we could grill some stuff, smoke it, get the pizza oven going. We just have a little throw on. Hey, I think that's an idea for our board meeting. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. I'm all in favor.
Uh-huh. There's nothing better than a chef at a board meeting.
Well, you're just going to have to clear that with Deb, though.
What's that?
You're going to have to clear that with Deb.
Sometimes you don't tell the wives everything.
I mean, did you notice that?
You don't tell Maureen everything you do, do you?
Of course not. Oops, I think she's listening.
She's actually watching.
Okay. Of course.
She's watching the radio show.
Right.
Well, listen, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're talking to Bob Schultz. Bob is the headmaster at, is it called the Heritage?
I'm one of the chef instructors, yeah, at Grand Rapids Community College, part of the Secchi Institute of Culinary Education. We run a restaurant called the Heritage Restaurant. We're open Tuesday through Friday. For lunch, we're open like 11:15 to 12:45 is our reservation window.
And that's right on Ransom, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that right on Ransom?
Yep, Ransom and Fountain.
Yeah.
One of the best-kept secrets in town, we feel.
It really is. I always tell people to go there because you've had us up there when my daughter Maggie, of course, was under your tutelage. And, of course, I don't know what happened there. Now she's in nursing school, so I think there's going to be a lot of happy people in the hospital that she'll be, like, grilling in the ward. But you've had us up there a bunch of times, and the food your students prepare is world-class cuisine.
Yes, thank you.
That institute of yours is, I mean, I don't think most people in West Michigan really understand how big that culinary school is and how prestigious it is and the type of ranking around the world you have and where your chefs get placed. I mean, they end up at top-notch joints.
Right. All over the country, anywhere from, we have some students going to Scotland this year, going all over the United States. We're placing a couple students in Hawaii and in California, some great places out in California, Oregon, Seattle area, down in North Carolina, South
Africa. I know you put a lot of them at the Hula Grill in Maui.
And the Hula Grill in Maui. I got good friends out there, and I always have to take a little trip out there. We try to get
Know that's why you do that.
I do. I do enjoy it out there, Maui. I know Maureen likes going out there, too.
Yeah, I know. She's always out there when you're out there or when Joppy's gone. I don't know what's with her. She takes all these trips when my buddies are gone. So, yeah, weird.
I
don't know. I trust her, though. I really do.
Yeah, we have to take
a I don't trust.
We have to do a Grilling Guy board meeting out in Hawaii.
That sounds fine. Well, listen, thank you so much, Mr. Schultz. And that is Chef Schultz, Bob Schultz, the newest member of the board. And we thank him so much.
Yeah, for our listeners out there, don't confuse salmon with a panfish. He was cooking it in a pan, and that made it panfish. And he's a pro. He knows exactly what he's doing. But we're at the Dam to Dam fishing contest where they are fishing for panfish above the dam. Those are the bluegills and the crappie joppies. We're going to be out there in about an hour wetting a line and making that happen.
About an hour. Well, I heard through the grapevine that Greg Mosheri's on his way up. And we're going to be giving him some fishing lessons. I think you've got a special poll for him all lined up. And
we're ready to go, man.
Yeah, from Mosheri Media. He's a big radio guy, and he's also on the board here, one of the Grilling Guys. That he's kind of one of those quiet guys you don't hear on the radio much. But this whole concept is actually one of his inventions and invents a lot of radio shows. So we'll be happy to get Greg up here and get him on the ice. And he's bringing his son, Tony, and that's just going to be fun. So hurry up, Tony. Get on up here. And listen, we're at the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Contest put on by Tony Gates and WLAV every year. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.